It is the most severe action to date against a company facing multiple traffic violations and infractions. That is how Minister of Transportation and Infrastructure, MoTI, Rob Fleming described the situation in a statement issued Friday morning regarding the cancellation of a trucking company's ability to operate in BC. On Thursday, February 15, 2024, in the interest of safety, a formal cancellation notice was issued to Chauhan Freight Forwarders Limited for its operations in BC, said Fleming. This is the most severe action that can be taken against a company with multiple infractions. It sends a clear message to operators that infrastructure crashes around our province need to stop. It has never been easier to follow a route to guide a load safely through our highway system and avoid the potential for impact with infrastructure. The Aldergrove-based company had its license suspended in late December following one of their trucks crashing into the 112th Street overpass along Highway 99 in Delta due to an oversized load. Chauhan said in the days following that the driver, who was not a company driver, failed to wait to receive his permit and route directions for his oversized load. Chauhan drivers have been involved in 6 overpass and or bridge crashes since 2021, 4 in 2022 alone. Earlier this month, Chauhan filed a civil lawsuit in BC Supreme Court against MoTI. The lawsuit is to seek a decision from the courts to compel the ministry to overturn the suspension of the company's safety certificate. The company, in the lawsuit, states that they have lost millions of dollars because of the loss of business and their reputation as a company has also been damaged. None of the allegations have been proven in court. We know the vast majority of commercial drivers in BC operate safely and responsibly, added Fleming. This decision, issued by the Independent Director of the Commercial Vehicle Safety and Enforcement, CVSE, branch, follows changes that allow for progressive enforcement of suspensions to better deal with those few companies and drivers who are not being safe and responsible. The Optimist emailed Chauhan Freight Forwarders Limited, seeking comment on various questions, but they did not return our email. A statement from the company was provided to other media outlets that they disagree with the action taken by the province and that they would continue to take steps to challenge this action on behalf of its drivers and their families.